The Turkish Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, has said he'll work with Russia to ease tensions after the shooting down of a Russian plane on Tuesday. Mr. Davutoğlu insisted the incident was not an act against a specific country, but rather Turkey protecting its territory. Speaking earlier, the Russian President, Vladimir Putin, said it was nonsense to suggest that Turkey didn't know the plane was Russian. Mr. Putin also said he'd agreed to step up cooperation with France to target IS in Syria, as Steve Rosenberg reports.
Russia and France have agreed to cooperate more closely in fighting terrorism in Syria. The two countries will exchange intelligence on Islamic State and coordinate airstrikes. But differences remain over the fate of the Syrian leader. President Hollande made it clear that President Assad could play no role in Syria's future. President Putin said that was up to the Syrian people to decide. And there is no sign of the kind of grand coalition against terror that France had been calling for, one that would include America.
Two prominent Turkish newspaper journalists have been arrested and accused of spying and assisting militant groups. The editor-in-chief and a correspondent of the daily newspaper were detained after publishing footage apparently showing the state intelligence agency sending weapons to Islamist rebels in Syria. France will hold a national memorial service in a few hours for the 130 people killed in the Paris attacks 2 weeks ago. President François Hollande will lead a solemn ceremony which will be attended by 1,000 people, including survivors of the attacks and the families of many of those killed. From Paris, here's Lucy Williamson.
They came from many countries, many walks of life. Lawyer, customs inspector, violinist. At the service today, President Hollande will address their families as France begins the task of living with this new kind of threat. He's asked citizens across the country to hang the national flag from their homes and offices by way of homage. But there's been criticism of his government too. The family of one victim told French media they'd refused the invitation to attend the service, saying not enough had been done to protect the nation in the wake of other attacks here earlier this year.
An international poll suggests that public concern about climate change has declined over the past 6 years, especially in industrialised countries. The poll by GlobeScan surveyed people from 21 countries. Only four nations, Canada, France, Spain and Britain, now have majorities which support their own government, setting ambitious targets at next week's global conference in Paris. Pope Francis is continuing his visit to Africa with a tour of a slum on the outskirts of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Kangemi is one of 11 slums around the city and is home to about 50,000 people living without basic sanitation. The Pope will go next to Uganda. This is the World News from the BBC. The 53 heads of government of the Commonwealth are gathering in Malta for their biennial conference, which will be opened by Queen Elizabeth. High on the agenda will be the threat posed by violent extremism. The leaders, whose countries represent nearly a third of the world's population, will also discuss climate change. The American billionaire and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has denied mocking the physical disability of a journalist during a campaign address. Mr. Trump flailed his arms and distorted his speech while referring to an article written by Serge Kovalevsky, who suffers from a congenital condition affecting his muscles and joints. The billionaire insisted he didn't know what Mr. Kovalevsky looked like. The Roman Catholic Church in El Salvador has suspended a well-known priest for sexually abusing a young girl. The church said Monsignor Jesus Delgado abused the girl over an 8-year period during the 1980s. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
The announcement on Thursday morning came as a surprise to most people in the predominantly Catholic Central American nation, where Father Jesus Delgado is a respected figure. He was a close friend and biographer of Archbishop Oscar Romero, who became a national hero after being killed by a right-wing death squad in the beginning of El Salvador's brutal civil war. Father Delgado sexually abused the girl from the age of 9 until she was 17. In a statement, the church said he was willing to meet the woman, who is now 42, and ask for forgiveness.
One of sport's most traditional spectacles, Test match cricket, is undergoing a radical change in an effort to bring back the crowds. Australia are taking on New Zealand in Adelaide in the first ever day-night Test match in 138 years of international cricket. Much of the play will take place under floodlights, while a pink ball has been specially developed. Organisers are seeking to rekindle interest in Test matches. BBC News.